This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, keyboards, royal news, and more. It's coming up right after this.
It's the most talked about show on television, The Bachelorette, where 25 eligible bachelors try to win the hand of one single woman. And now, Bob and Tom Television brings you a new twist on this hit show.
She's 30 and single. She's...
What the hell do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. Meet Linda Jackson. Now, here come the fellas. Say hello to Todd Williams.
Hi, Linda. I'm really pleased to...
Yeah. Next.
And here's our next eligible guy. Say hello to...
Hold it. Are you really going to say each time, say hello to Dick Ding Dong or whatever? Jesus.
Okay. Here he is, Jerry Peterson.
Hello, Linda. I can't tell you how happy I am to finally meet you.
And... Right. What do you do, Jerry?
Well, I own my own consulting business and...
Consulting, eh? And when did you lose your Amway dealership, Jerry?
Huh? Sheesh, what a bitch.
She's the Bachelorette. She's single, pissed off, and is looking for money. Lots of money.
Hi, I'm Linda.
I'm Phil.
Yeah, did you forget something?
No, I don't think so.
Any gift?
Gift? I didn't know that we were...
Bye-bye. Loser.
Wow. Tune in to Bob and Tom TV and see why she's called the Bachelorette. She's on the prowl and she's got...
Shut your hole and bring on the rich numbnuts.
On Bob and Tom TV.
Well, there you go. There's a show I'd watch.
Yeah.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show with Ace Chick, Josh. I'm Tom.
Wait,
am I hearing keyboards?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Not from me.
Tom. Tom, listen to me. You're playing music, and someone's playing keyboards on the music.
Not me.
It's not happening long.
Is there a limit to how much Sudafed you can take?
Okay. If not, there should be. You're hanging in pretty good.
Okay, good. I'm just hanging in by thread. Okay,
uh-huh.
It's good to
see,
be
this
here.
Is a recording. Double shot power. That's not Don King in the studio, okay?
It's not?
No.
Is somebody playing keyboards?
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
Well,
with the most concerned look on his face
we just
ever
got a
seen.
Glimpse of nursing home time in 25 years or whatever.
Or next week.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, today's Eddie's birthday. Eddie's the newest member of our staff. Have we put Eddie's bio and everything on our... thank you, Ace.
We should make a video.
Yeah, okay.
I'll make a short documentary of Eddie.
Okay. Oh, there
we'll
you go.
It, yeah.
Okay, introduce
good.
Him to this, to yes. everybody yep. on
what are you
social media.
What are you going to call it?
Here's Eddie.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Love that, Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for Eddie?
Oh, that's
these
good.
These are all good.
Yeah. Ready, steady, Eddie.
Oh, I like that even better.
Ready, steady, Eddie.
Ready, steady, Eddie. Now, Pat, we promised that you'd play a song every break.
Yeah.
And have we done that so far?
Yes, we have.
Yes, we've done. Okay. I think we have.
Would you like to pick one?
Sure.
Because now you are an excellent musician. I know that.
Oh, you're very sweet.
Play a nice guitar.
I thought I was going to let him get away with
that. I thought that was you signaling me by hitting the keyboard.
No.
You had a keyboard song in mind.
Royal family is in the news. You want to give us a touch of that, Christy? Or
oh, yeah. And it's all over. CBS is going to show the Oprah Winfrey interview with Harry and Meghan.
No, it sounds fun. Yeah.
So, and again, and they want to be left alone, so they're going on primetime television.
Yeah, the royal family made her life miserable.
And they moved to the media center of the world, Los Angeles.
Yeah, because when you marry into the royal family, you wouldn't expect to become a royal and be treated like a royal and have the royals tell you what to do. Now, would you?
They have a bunch of ridiculous rules.
Well, she knew that going in.
Now her big problem is that the servants were mean to her.
Oh.
Well, that's a problem we can all relate to, huh?
And she was mean to the servants, apparently.
Oh, she was the bitch? Oh,
yes.
You're allowed to be mean to servants.
Okay.
So you get paid for it.
Okay, they get paid to be abused.
That's right.
And
they
get paid with
someone else's money.
Yes.
I guess it's cost, $41 million since they've left the
I don't know. It's
royal family.
Okay. Yeah.
They're doing okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Pat, what do you got? This is called The Queen Show Some Respect. The Queen is very much in charge and you must kiss the ring. Prince William is making babies. Will he ever get to be the king? Prince Philip's not doing well. Harry's in L.A. carefree. And from now on, at the very least, Andrew has to check IDs. Her Majesty likes her gin, but her face remains a frown. She never turns on Netflix to avoid watching The Crown. Queen is on the money and her kingdom she controls. Prince Charles plays polo while Camilla Parker bowls.
I don't know. I think that would have been a lot with a harpsichord. Do you have the harp?
Yeah, that would have been nice.
You're right.
Yeah, good point.
Very, very regal.
He has that on that machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the harpsichord.
It's my organ in here, yeah.
Okay.
Well, stop playing with your organ and adjust
finger
the keyboard.
Your organ.
Okay. A little harpsichord goes a long way.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I hate Baroque Day on the Symphony Channel.
Okay.
If it ain't Baroque, don't fix it.
Thank you.
Not a fan.
Christy, what else is going on in your
two people in North Carolina have been arrested for allegedly stealing Pokemon cards. The Onslow County Sheriff's Office received a report of several Pokemon card thefts from a Walmart in Richland. An investigation revealed the suspects had been replacing higher-priced cards with lower-priced barcodes. A man and woman, both 27 of age, were arrested Thursday in connection with a suspected trading card theft ring.
Aren't the older ones the ones that are worth all the money?
I have no idea. Not a sure. Pokemon player.
I was too old to play with that stuff.
Yeah.
I still have to find the ones in the basement.
Yeah, you
might be sitting on some cash.
I guarantee
even know.
You are.
Okay, well, all right.
Willie would know.
He's not here today. So,
he's
in Louisville. Christy,
a California man's been cited after he allegedly used a mannequin to drive in the carpool lane. While on patrol, Officer Sullinger, S. Sullinger, noticed a Toyota Tacoma with tinted windows on its front passenger side, which is illegal in California. And a passenger that appeared suspicious. When the driver rolled down the window, Sullinger realized the passenger was a mannequin adorned with gray hair, wrinkles, glasses, a Cleveland Indians baseball hat, and a face mask.
Isn't this the oldest trick in the book?
Yes.
And I think you should, you know what, if you go to, you take the time to get a mannequin and dress it and put it in your car.
And even put a mask on.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
California Highway.
Press the button, the mannequin goes, save me, officer, my ass hurts.
What?
My ass hurts.
He sleeps with me, please.
He's taking this too far.
He makes love to me, help me. Wipe my mouth.
California Highway Patrol Officer Rodrigo Jimenez told the Los Angeles Daily News the driver didn't say much other than he's been driving with the mannequin and he'd been getting away with it for a year and a half.
You think the driver didn't say much?
That's why you got to have the mannequin talking.
Try talking to the best.
Hey, officer.
He faces a fine of at least $400.
Doesn't Carpool Mannequin sound like the name of an indie rock band?
Yes, absolutely.
I went to see the Strokes.
Manuel.
The opening act of Carpool Mannequin was awesome. Be a good time to be a ventriloquist. You'd have that going.
Yeah.
Hi, officer.
Officer, My neck is real stiff, officer.
Is it an apple?
Did you see this one? A couple driving north from Florida ended up wrecking their car trying to avoid a couch that had fallen off a truck.
Oh, boy.
Jake Singer tells the South Florida Sun Sentinel that his girlfriend was driving home to Washington, D.C. when the couch tumbled off the truck. She avoided the furniture, but her 2006 Toyota Corolla struck a median, flipped over, totaling the vehicle.
Wow.
They are all right.
Oh, my gosh.
They were both taken to the hospital. They're minor injuries. They were fine. However, a highway trooper stopped to serve them with a $166 ticket for failing to drive in a single lane.
Unbelievable.
He said he tried to reason with the trooper, but to no avail. They were trying to avoid a couch. You're supposed to hit the couch.
He should have told him he was Tiger Woods. He would have gotten away with everything.
You're not going to let that go, are
you? They would have been better off hitting the couch.
Yes. Well, fortunately, they weren't injured. Man.
Is black lung a minor injury? Is that anything there?
That's funny. That is a funny, yeah.
Anything there?
A minor injury would be
black lung. Until you understand what black lung is, it's totally horrific.
Now my grandfather died of that, so thanks for bringing that up.
Thanks for
your grandfather
up.
Slammed into a couch on the highway?
Well, no, he died weird. Of black lung, but thank you. He was a minor.
Oh, that's funny, Eric.
Yeah, also another minor injury.
You miss him a lot, Christy?
I didn't really know him.
Sometimes you get a smell and you go, oh, my grandpa. You know what I mean?
One of those really. Every time we pick up an ashtray,
goes near a coal stove.
I'm sorry. I was about to scold you. For that horrific line of alleged comedy.
Oh, my goodness.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Speaking of the royal family, his royalness, Prince.
Which one?
Late great Prince, the musician.
Yeah, I have that too. His purple rain shirt and one of his custom guitars gone up for auction. The white ruffled shirt and the custom-made yellow cloud guitar being auctioned off by RR Auction. Both the shirt and the guitar expected to sell for at least $60,000.
RR Auction, a lot of pirated goods.
Okay, don't you dare laugh at that. If you don't laugh at me, I'm laughing.
I was trying to tag it.
Some of the other items up for sale include Prince's sunglasses, signed letters, a stage-worn gold outfit from his Jam of the Year tour, and his Essence magazine photo shoot jacket.
Have you ever seen, you ever gone to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I have.
Seen Prince's?
Oh, not in Cleveland. I went to the one in New York that's no longer there.
You realize Prince was a tiny man.
Very small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A tiny fellow.
Yeah. That's why he didn't go by King. He was a little smaller.
Princess.
His name was Prince, you know.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Prince Nelson.
His birth certificate says.
No, it's a nickname.
Oh, you're a birther?
I am. I'm a Prince birther.
He was born
in... denier? All right.
He wasn't born in America, was he?
Nope, not at all.
Canadian?
All right. Next, you're going to tell me Madonna's real name is Madonna.
Yeah, it is.
I missed yesterday, but this has been the longest week of my life. Anybody else? I can't imagine how you guys feel. You've been here every day.
We have another Prince.
Have you seen a picture of this shirt?
Well, I know the shirt. You don't remember the white ruffled shirt?
No.
Oh, it was like a pirate
iconic,
shirt.
Yeah.
It goes way up high in the neck.
Right.
And it's got the big poofy thing coming out.
Yeah.
Where the
kind of like the
be.
Seinfeld episode where he's wearing that.
Exactly.
That's
got to be the most famous Prince shirt.
Yes.
That's when he was doing kind of the greasy, curly Elvis kind of canted pompadour.
Oh, a kiss? You don't have to be a dynasty.
Yeah. I love that stuff. There are a ton of Prince songs I just love.
Now, will the person who buys that ever put it on, do you suppose?
Maybe. Maybe.
Why do you want to turn this sexual? Can it be reverent?
Oh, you don't mean sexual. You just mean to see.
No. I'm not turn on that way. I meant, will they, what did I say? Try it on. Did I say turn on? Sorry.
No, you didn't.
You said try on.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you want to at least do that?
Would you at least smell the pits? See if there's some, you know what I mean?
You don't think they cleaned it first?
A little Prince essence.
Well, could I make an observation here? I don't know much about making movies, but typically the wardrobe department has multiples of everything.
Right.
I would be somewhat skeptical
sure.
that there weren't 10 of these.
Skeptical of
right,
everything.
There can definitely be 10 of these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You should hear him talking about this Kings of Leon thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, he's losing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is complicated.
How many Kings of Leon fans are going to know how to do this?
Many.
Probably more than you know.
Actually, I bet the Venn diagram between guys who are into cryptocurrency and guys who listen to Kings of Leon, it's a wide.
I still get what you get, though.
It's a weird thing, but it's I'm still reading about it. But it's all over a LeBron clip.
You can get the new album on a traditional download or whatever you want.
There's a LeBron clip that famously, I think this week, sold for like $6.6 million, and you can see it for free online. I mean, it's just a weird thing. There's something...
Okay. A non-fungible token, NFT, is what they're talking about.
Are you saying fundable or
fungible?
But the good thing is a lot of that money is going to go right to Kings of Leon. I think I might release my stand-up special only on NFT.
Really?
And hope that somebody buys it for $100,000.
Well, if you sell one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably some guy in Toledo.
Yeah. But,
really
I wish
show.
I had. I'd love. Wouldn't that be awesome if I had recorded those shows and released and then I released it? Just, has any comedian ever done that? Just their worst set ever?
Somebody must have done it. Silence is golden.
Yeah.
You could just call it insert laughs here.
Yes.
Okay, let's not dwell on that. Christy, what else is happening over there?
A pizza shop is using takeout boxes to help get cats adopted. According to Step Out Buffalo, the shop called Just Pizza. Her owner, Mary Aloy, is partnering with local Cat Rescue 10 Lives Club to add the photos and information about their adoptable cats onto pizza boxes. The offer includes a $50 gift certificate, if I can say that, for customers who adopt a cat from the shelter. Last year, she offered a pizza and pups promotion that featured dogs that were up for adoption.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's a nice thing.
Sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who was the actor that was the guy from
Rod Steiger?
No. The guy from Animal House that played
Thomas Hulse.
Stephen First.
Stephen First, that's right. Do you remember this, Christy?
Yes.
He said that he got that gig because he put his photo headshot, inside pizza boxes. He was delivering pizzas in LA and he put his headshot inside pizza boxes.
That's so great. I love stories like that.
It makes sense. I mean,
mm-hmm.
What ties into the
not
story,
a big
you jackass?
Deal.
We could tie a sad thing into
I'm
this
just
story.
Glad.
Oh, sad thing.
I'm just glad that when you said you've got cats and pizza in the same story,
I know.
This
exactly
wasn't coming out of Chinatown.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that.
I'll have the calico double cheese and.
Of course, if there was a cat associated with a pizza place, you'd order and it would come. Maybe.
When it wanted.
Only if it felt like it.
Yeah.
They don't do 30 minutes or less. It's a cat. It may come. It may not. Good luck.
Speaking of Animal House, it was on this date in 1982. John Belushi died.
Oh, my gosh.
He would have been 72 years old right now.
Isn't that
amazing to think?
He's only 30.
What he would have done. Oh, man.
God.
That documentary broke my heart.
Yeah. It was very, very well done.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad indeed. Speaking of SNL.
Yes.
Did you see this Martha Stewart story?
No.
What's she up to?
The headline, this is from New York Magazine. Martha Stewart, I'm reading this verbatim.
Okay.
This is not my language. Martha Stewart still pissed her probation officer wouldn't let her do the hosting of Saturday Night Live.
I wonder why she couldn't.
She was interviewed by Harper's Bazaar. She said that Saturday Night Live had asked her to host after she had been released from prison. My probation officer, she said, would not give me the time. Quote, that really pissed me off, she said. I would have loved to have hosted Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
She should have still done it.
Want to go back to jail?
That would have been the coolest.
Have you seen it lately? It's not worth going to jail for.
Okay? Yeah, they do excellent work there.
Who's he afraid of?
Chance to. She could have brought Snoop Dogg on, her buddy.
You think they've done it?
I'd like to think they have.
Yeah.
Why not?
Real quickie. You know, get it out of the way.
To human beings.
Help the friendship. Do it for the friendship.
I would imagine she's very, very picky.
Yeah. You think?
Snoop, before you do that, you're going to want an orange wedge. Take off the stank.
Stank. Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pat, I've got more requests.
We only have one more break left.
That's true.
Well,
we got plenty to go.
I want you to get ready for this one, okay, Pat?
I'll be ready.
No, you are famous on this show
for a lot of things.
For your skillful juggling of your financial affairs.
Oh, yeah.
which often involves trips to your favorite pawn shop.
Just did it 3 days ago.
American Pawn.
To pick something up or to leave something off?
Leave something off, yeah.
And Dennis, when Pat walks into this place, it's like Norman Cheers.
Yeah.
They all know you.
How are you doing today, Mr. Godwin?
That's why whenever I see Pat, I ask him, does he have his guitar?
Okay.
I'm afraid it may be an American Pawn.
Can we ask what you hawked the other day?
The ukulele and the Takamine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is there ever going to come a time when that doesn't happen? What's going on?
I think around May it'll stop, to be honest with you.
May.
How much to get back the ukulele?
110 now.
I'm giving you that money today.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
I'm happy to. No.
As long as you promise never to play it again.
Yeah, if I can snap it over my knee.
I only know one song anyway.
$110.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.